Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown, presented to you by FanDuel. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill, and this is a Sports Ethos presentation. We are here at the Box Score Breakdown to recap the games of the night and give you all the fantasy relevant news and notes from them. So tonight we had a 9-game slate for December 1st. So let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. It was a great day of basketball. Can't wait to see who did what. Hopefully your fantasy squads are performing well. Now, let's start the first game. The Nets defeated the Hornets 116-103. For the Hornets, LaMelo Ball, we all want to know what he did. 12 points only, but he did have 14 assists, 2 blocks, and 5 rebounds. We're loving the category defensive stats, but offensively, 3-for-9 from the field, that's 30%, 12 points. Not really helping you there. Don't know what happened in this one. He just was not feeling it tonight. Colin Knipper was the leading scorer with 18 points, had 6 boards, 4 assists. Solid game for him. We know Brandon Miller is out again right now. Hopefully he'll be back soon. But it's been a struggle to have the entire starting lineup together for the Hornets. So maybe they can get some synchronicity once that happens. Ron Kalkbrenner started, played 26 minutes, had 7 points, 6 boards, and 2 blocks. Just looking forward to him slightly increasing in points and rebounds in, you know, each game. But those 2 blocks are nice. Miles Bridges, terrible field goal percentage game. Only 8 points, had a block, but not much else. So when LaMelo and Miles play bad, you know they don't have a chance at winning. And no Brandon Miller. It's surprising they only lost by 13. Off the bench, they have 4 players in double figures. Musa Diabate with 10 and 6 with 2 steals. Dejan Salon had 10 points. Colin Sexton with 15 and 6 and 2 with a steal. And Antonio Reeves had 10 points off the bench as well. Liam McNeely finally got some minutes also. But it was a rough game for the Hornets. They were going to want to forget about this one. For the Nets, Nick Claxton, 13 points, 11 boards, 6 assists, a steal and a block. That's what you want to see. You know, the points, you want to see a little bit more, but he did everything else that you could ask for. Michael Porter Jr. was back with 35 points. Ridiculous, with 7 boards, 2 steals, and 4 assists. He's loving being in Brooklyn as far as a he has the keys type of situation. They are 4-16, so I'm sure he's not loving the winning record or lack thereof. Noah Clowney was back in this one with 18 points, 4 assists, 2 boards, and a steal. Solid. Tyrese Martin started, only 5 points, not much. Igor Joman, 9 points, 4 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. Those 2 blocks definitely will help you out. Danny Wolfe off the bench in double figures along with Drake Powell, 2 of their first round picks, both with 10 points. And Wolfe had 7 boards and Powell had 3 steals. They have a player in both of those guys. It's just a matter of how they're going to continue to flourish on this team of a bit of misfits. So we'll see how that goes. Next game, the Pistons edged out the Hawks 99-98. For the Hawks, Jalen Johnson, who's been killing it this year, 29 points, 13 boards, 7 assists. He did have 4 turnovers, but really nice game with the points, boards, and assists. Nikhil Alexander-Walker as well with 26 huge points, 3 boards, and 2 steals. Dyson Daniels, 10 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, and 4 steals. He's going to always be there for you in that steal category. Onyeka Okongwu started because Porzingis was out. Onyeka had 20 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, 3 blocks, and a steal. Tremendous game. You want more rebounds, but, I mean, you can't complain too much about that. Richeshay, only 4 points, but he did have 3 steals. Looking to see for a lot more from Richeshay, and it's just not happening yet. Hopefully it will come. For the Pistons, Cade Cunningham only had 18 points in this one. But he had 8 boards, 8 assists, 6 steals. three blocks, so nine total stat category defensive numbers. But six steals and three blocks is outrageous. So you look at the stat line, 18, 8, and 8, and like, oh, that's solid for K, you know, the way he's been going. But six steals and three blocks, that's player of the night type of category. Tobias Harris, 9 and 7 with three turnovers. Jalen Duren, 21 and 11, three turnovers as well. Asar Thompson, 8.7 boards, a steal and a block. Danish Jenkins, the free agent pickup of the year, was back in the starting lineup, had 6 points, 8 boards, 6 assists. And, you know, he started over Jaden Ivey, started over Ron Holland. So he was back in this one, but I don't think this is going to last. I'm not seeing why he started, because Jaden Ivey did play. Somebody must have sat out. But Isaiah Stewart played, you know. Ron Holland had a huge 17 off the bench with 6 boards and 2 steals. That's the Ron Holland that we want to see. And I projected before he was drafted. So hopefully he can keep that up. And Caris LeVert with 14 points and 2 steals off the bench. But Jaden Ivey only having the 14 minutes and zeros all across the board is just terrible. So if Jaden Ivey is not going to play better than that, Danish Jenkins will continue to get minutes. Next game, the Cavs defeated the Pacers 135-119. Let's start with Donovan Mitchell with a huge 43 points, 9 boards, 6 assists. That is what the Cavs have needed this year to win games. It's unfair to ask that from Donovan, but he's been delivering. And when he delivers, they win. When he doesn't, they lose. So they needed every point, because if he's under 30, they don't win, basically. But Evan Mobley had 13, 5, and 5 with 2 blocks, because Mobley needs to be doing more. But it is what it is. DeAndre Hunter, 13 and 4 assists. Dean Wade started, had 9 points and a steal. But the big name player that stepped up, other than Donovan Mitchell, was Jalen Tyson, the second leading scorer on the team with 27 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal, 10 for 13 from the field. Jalen Tyson. This is their first round pick, not from this year, but last year. Didn't hardly play at all last year, and he was highly touted. He was an older rookie, and now he is in his second year, fitting right in like a glove. And we will see how this continues. You know, there's no Jared Allen, there's no Darius Garland, but if Jalen Tyson can play like this, he will continue to get minutes. And off the bench, Tyrese Proctor, their rookie, 12 points, not much else but a steal, but he's the only bench player in double figures. For the Pacers, Siakam with 26 and 7 with 2 assists. Jae Huff, huge waiver named Jae Huff. If you have not added him, or mark him down with a checklist, like, I need to watch him. Jae Huss has 15 points in this one with 3 blocks. And he started, most importantly. You know, obviously, Isaiah Jackson has been starting. Tony Bradley been playing more. But Jae Huss finally has moved up in the rotation. He should have been starting all year, but he had a really nice game here. And he's a guy, if you have room, you need to consider adding Jae Huss to your fantasy team. Andrew Nembhard with 21 points, 6 assists, 4 boards. Ben Mathurin, low production because he only shot 30% from the field, but had 11 points, 4 boards, and 3 turnovers. So next game, he will step it up, I'm sure. We spoke about Isaiah Jackson. Off the bench, he has 6 points and 2 blocks and a steal. But he's not going to help you unless he's starting. Garrison Matthews had 15 points off the bench. Next game, the Wizards defeated the Bucks. You heard that right. 129-126. And Giannis was in this game. Normally you say, well, Giannis ain't there. Giannis is back. Giannis had 26.7 boards, 4 assists, a steal and a block. Miles Turner, 9 and 3 and 3 with a steal and a block. Kevin Porter Jr. with a huge 30-point performance in his first game back. He played the first game, got injured. was about to come back after a week or so, got injured again, came back for his first game tonight, 30 points, but he got injured again. He left the game with back spasms, but he played the majority of the game. He played 31 minutes, 12 of 15 from the field, 5 for 6 from 3, 4 boards, 5 assists, 3 steals. We're going to have to keep an eye out on his back spasms, but if he is healthy and available on your wire, for him to come out of the gate like this, you must add Kevin Porter Jr., depending on his health. So keep your ear to sportsethos.com. Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to the BoxScore Breakdown on YouTube and on your podcast streaming platforms. And we will keep you updated on Kevin Porter Jr.'s availability. And remember, subscribe to the BoxScore Breakdown. We appreciate it. And we're live. We're recording live just about every time we record, Monday through Fridays. Me and Tim Woodson, myself, William is Bill, and Tim Woodson have you covered. And off the bench, Bobby Portis had 12 and 4. Gary Trent, 14 points. Kyle Kuzma with a huge disappointing game in 20 minutes. Only 3 points, 6 assists. And clearly, Kevin Porter Jr. is going to take his minutes if he is healthy. For the Wizards, Keyshawn George with 9 and 5 with 3 boards, a steal and a block. Koulibaly, 7 and 5 with 3 steals and a block. Nice. Chris Middleton, 15, 6 and 4 with a steal. Marvin Bagley started. No Alex Saar in this one. And Marvin had 22 huge points with 8 boards. 11 for 16 from the field. It's crazy how you'll see guys like Marvin Bagley just rot on the bench for years, but then when they get an opportunity to start, they just instantly put up a double-double pretty much just like that, and you just never know. But Marvin Bagley was a huge talent coming out of college, so we know he can be productive when Saar is out, and he was. So keep an eye out on Saar. We'll see what goes on with that. CJ McCollum had 28, 5, and 4 with the steal, and off the bench, 3 of the 4 bench players scored in double figures. Justin Champagne, 10 and 8 with 2 blocks and a steal. Tristan Vucevic, 16 points, 2 boards and 2 assists. Cam Whitmore, 17 and 5 with a steal. Bob Carrington is the only one didn't show up with 5 and 5 with 2 boards. No Trey Johnson because he's injured. Next game we have the Heat destroyed the Clippers, 140 to 123. For the Clippers, Kawhi had 36 points and 7 boards, 2 assists, and 3 steals. Classic Kawhi, even shooting threes, 3 for 6 from the field from 3-point range, 90% from the free throw line.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their game time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Above 50% from the field, Kawhi was in rare form tonight. It's unfortunate they lost. John Collins, 10 and 6 with 2 assists and a steal. Zubac, 16 and 13 with the block. Harden only had 11 points, 3 assists, 2 boards, and had 5 turnovers. That's a huge reason why they lost. They need Harden to at least get 20 and at least get 7 or 8 assists. So you see why they lost right there. Not blaming it on Harden, just they need that to be competitive. Chris Dunn, 12 and 5 with 4 boards and a steal. Off the bench, Kobe Sanders, 10 points, 4 boards, 2 assists. And a lot of guys played, but not much was done. Chris Paul, 8 and 3 assists. For the Heat, Tyler Hero with 22 points. Not much else, but he did have a block. Davion, 16 and 12 assists with 2 steals. Great. Norman Powell, 30 points, still in the block. Bam Adebayo, 27 and 14 with 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Legendary Bam game right there. Andrew Wiggins, 22-9 with three blocks. You see those stats and you see why they won the game. And off the bench, they played everyone except for Keshawn Johnson. And everyone pretty much was efficient in their time. For the next game, we have the Magic versus the Bulls. Magic won 125-120. For the Bulls, Montaj Bozelis, 21 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, 3 blocks, 2 steals. Great all-around game. You have to love that. Nikola Vucevic, 20 points, 11 boards, 5 assists, and 2 steals. AO, 18 points, 7 assists, 3 boards, a steal. Josh Giddey, 22-9 with 6 assists, 3 steals, a block. Unfortunately, he had 8 turnovers. That's just not something that can be allowed. 8 turnovers is horrible. So hopefully he'll turn that around next game. Pat Williams off the bench, 6-6. Julian Phillips, 10 points. And Trey Jones with 20 points off the bench. For the Magic, no Paolo steal, but Franz Wagner had 25-6 with 2 steals. Tristan Da Silva started, played 21 minutes, did absolutely nothing. Wendell Carter was 17-6 with a steal and a block. Desi Bane was the leading scorer with 37 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, and a steal. And Jalen Suggs was 10-4-4 with 5 steals and a block. Category goodness, except for the field goal percentage. Only 3 of 13 from the field. Can't have that. And off the bench, Anthony Black had 22 points, 9 boards, 3 assists, and 2 blocks. That is great production right there. And Jet Howard is back to reality, unfortunately, with only 3 minutes played. Next game, the Mavs defeated the Nuggets 131-121. For the Mavs, Anthony Davis back in full effect with 32 points, 13 boards, 4 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. We just need him to stay healthy, and he can do this every night. Najee Marshall, 9-7 with 6 assists. That's a nice game for a waiver wire type of pickup. Cooper Flagg with 24 points, 8 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Solid. Above solid. Max Christie with the 9 points and not much else. And Ryan Nemhard, the rookie undrafted point guard, 28 points, 10 assists, 3 boards. Tremendous game from Ryan Nemhard out of nowhere. Dwight Powell off the bench, not much, but 4-4. Klay Thompson, 15 points, 5 boards. Good to see him doing well. D'Angelo Russell with 8 points and 2 assists. And Brandon Williams, the person's spot that has gotten taken, only played 13 minutes at 2-4. But that's your waiver wire pickup of the night. If this continues, Ryan Nemhard, why is he starting? Is this going to be like, hey, we're going to try it for this game? Then he's back to the bench. But, you know, there was no Tim Hardaway Jr. There was no... Tim Hardaway Jr. is on the Nuggets now. I'm remembering him on the Mavs. But yeah, I mean, there was no reason for Nemhard to start unless they found something in him, and they clearly have because he played tremendous. So look into Ryan Nemhard on your waiver wires ASAP. All right, for the Nuggets, Jokic with 29-20 rebounds with 13 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. You do not see 20 rebounds every day. Very rare. Unfortunately, if he wouldn't have shot 3-for-10 from the 3-point range, he would have had an even better night. He would have went 40-20 with 13 assists. That's crazy. But Jokic being Jokic. Spencer Jones, ladies and gentlemen, the last few days, he has been your waiver wire pickup of the night, of the week. Could be of the year if this keeps up. Spencer Jones, undrafted rookie, 28 points. 5 boards, nothing else but 11 from 15 from the field, 4-for-6 from 3, the second leading scorer on your Denver Nuggets, Spencer Jones. Write that name down. Cam Johnson with 10 points and 2 steals. Peyton Watson, 15 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, and 3 blocks. Very nice game by Peyton. Jamal Murray, only 10 points. He did have 9 assists. and four boards, and Spencer Jones was making his job easy. Off the bench, Tim Hardaway Jr., who's not on the Mavs anymore, has 13 points and 6 assists. And Bruce Brown did play, 7 points, 2 assists, 4 boards. But yeah, Spencer Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Next game, the Jazz defeated the Rockets 133-125. For your Rockets, Kevin Durant with 32 points, 9 boards, 5 assists. He did have 5 turnovers, but Jabari Smith 12-7 with a steal and a block. Sengun with 31 points, 8 boards, 14 huge assists, 2 steals, 5 incredible blocks. Sengun, the game of dreams right there. You gotta love that. I don't know. That's my thing now. The game of dreams. I just made that up, but let's keep going. Amen Thompson with 23 points, 8 boards, 3 assists, and 2 blocks. He's back on track. Reed Shepard started, 9 points and not much else. He did have a steal. And Aaron Holiday off the bench with 10 points. For the Jazz, Keontae George with 28 huge points, 8 assists, 4 boards. He did have 6 turnovers, but Keontae was back after a horrendous game last game. Ace Bailey, 13-3 with 3-3. Ace Bailey had 3 boards, 3 assists, and 3 blocks. You love the blocks, and you love the steals. He had 2 of those. Very nice all-around game for Ace Bailey. Svi Mihalyuk, 10 points, 6 boards, 5 assists. I'm going to say his name different every time, so it's just going to be what it is. Yusuf Nurkic, 18-9. And he's doing what you asked. He's doing what you asked. Doing what you added him for. Yeah, all that. Lauri Markkanen, 29 points, 8 boards, and a steal. Off the bench, Kevin Love's in double figures with 11-5 with a steal. Filipowski, 12-7 with 3 assists and a block. And for our final game of the night, which is still going on, there's 4 minutes left in the game. But the Suns are up 118-100. Dylan Brooks has 33 points at the moment with 2 boards, 1 assist, and 1 steal. He is going off. 15-25 from the field. Devin Booker has shot the ball 7 times, ladies and gentlemen. That is tied for third between 3 other starters. And actually behind a bench player. And field goal attempts. Dylan Brooks has taken 26 shots. Colin Gillespie, 19 shots. Jordan Goodwin, 9 shots. Devin Booker, 7 shots. And they're winning by 18 over the Lakers. It's insane. But he has 11 points, 2 boards, 3 assists. It's almost like his Kobe game. Well, he's only played 10 minutes. Devin Booker may have gotten hurt. I have not seen an update on that. But, yeah, it's in the fourth quarter, and he's only played 10 minutes. He's had to have gotten hurt. So we'll keep you updated on that because I was like, that is crazy. But, yeah, that is why Colin Gillespie has 28 points, 4 boards, 5 assists, and 2 steals because Devin Booker only played 10 minutes. And that's why Dylan Brooks has 33. Mark Williams, 11-6 with 2 steals and a block. Royce O'Neal, 6 points, but he has 7 boards and 11 assists. With a steal. Incredible. And off the bench, like I mentioned, Jordan Goodwin, 10 points, 5 assists, and 3 steals. For the Lakers, LeBron James only has 10 points in 31 minutes with 3 assists. Struggle game for him, 30% from the field. Rui Hachimura struggling even worse. In 23 minutes, he has zeros all across the boards except for rebounds. Terrible game. DeAndre Ayton was questionable. He did play with 12-9. You know, and I mentioned 2 minutes left in the game right now. Luka Doncic with 38-11-5. Tremendous Luka game. Unless you're playing fantasy in a category, in a 9-cat with turnovers as a category. Because he had 9 turnovers. Let's hope he doesn't get another one in these last 2 minutes. Austin Reaves was 16-4. 3 assists and 5 turnovers. The turnovers are outrageous. And off the bench, Dalton Connect with 11-4. No one else is really contributing extremely off the bench. I'll keep my eyes on that game to see the final results as we go through the players of the night. LaMelo is mentioned because he had 14 assists. Michael Porter Jr. with 35 and 7. Colin Gillespie has 28 right now. Dylan Brooks with 33. Luka Doncic with 38 and 11. Jalen Johnson, 29, 13, and 7. Kay Cunningham, 18, 8, and 8 with 5 steals. Donovan Mitchell, 43 and 9 with 6 assists. Kevin Porter Jr., 30 points, 3 steals. Get well soon. Kawhi Leonard, 36 and 7 with 3 steals. Bam with 27 and 14. Vucevic, 20 and 11. Desmond Bane, 37 and 6. Anthony Davis in the second game back, 32 and 13. Nikola Jokic with 29 points, 20 rebounds, and 13 assists. Alperen Sengun with 31 points, 8 boards, 14 assists. And Keontae George with 28 and 8. What a tremendous night of the NBA. Let's see if we have any questions. We have Daniel Paisley, my guy, saying appreciate the breakdown. I appreciate you guys for listening as always. And remember, if you're listening to this, remember that the fantasy, NBA Fantasy Today with Aaron Bruschi and Dr. A will be back right after us to give you your breakdowns right after the game for all your fantasy news and notes as well. We appreciate you listening. If you enjoy the show, follow me on Twitter/X at WilliamIsBill. Follow the Box Score Breakdown, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And until next time, we are out of here. Peace.